This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. As the military prepares to call up some 35,000 members of the National Guard and Reserves for duty in the war against terrorism, workers and employers are preparing for their long-term absences. During past mobilizations, such as the peacekeeping mission in Bosnia, some companies complained about the disruptions to productivity. But not this time. NPR's David Mulpus reports.
If business entrepreneur Mike Burns gets the call to duty, he says he may have to sell his home to make ends meet. But Burns, a military police captain in the reserves, says fighting terrorists is far more important.
Myself and a lot of my friends are pretty damn angry about this, so I certainly am eager for our country to exterminate these, you know, the kind of creatures that would do this.
Burns owns a consulting firm in Arlington, Virginia. It has 10 employees and is only 4 months old. As with most small employers, a long absence of the boss would be a serious blow to business.
A company in our stage right now is not yet self-sustaining. We need everybody on board participating aggressively so the company can grow and sustain itself. With me taking off, I'm right now our entire sales arm and also, you know, the leader of the company. So while I'm confident we can keep serving our current clients, you know, the ongoing growth would have to certainly take a back seat to the crisis.
Larger employers usually can handle the strain of a military call-up with less disruption, but even the absence of a few key people can require a lot of shuffling to fill in the gaps. Steve Smith, head of human resources at Duke University Hospital in Durham, North Carolina, does not expect a huge number of employees there to be activated. But the temporary loss of even a few nurses, he says, could be a hardship.
You would probably have to bring in a traveler, what's called a traveler, someone who works for an agency and would help supplement your labor force. In other areas, you might be able to redistribute some of the workload.
Redistribute the workload often means people do more with less.
People do more with less. And so people are rallying. There's a tremendous spirit of what can I do and how can I contribute.
A law passed after the Persian Gulf War requires employers to guarantee that employees get their jobs back without any loss in seniority or pension benefits when they return from military duty. But workers still often take a hefty financial hit when they have to rely on military pay instead of their civilian salaries. Some companies are enhancing their benefits during this mobilization. Nucor Steel, which employs 8,000 workers, normally subsidizes military pay only 2 weeks a year. But the Charlotte-based company has decided to make up the difference in pay for at least 3 months. Jim Coblin, a company vice president, says it was a bit of a dicey economic decision.
Now, our business right now is soft. The steel industry is not in a good cycle. But we want to do this and feel like we need to do it and are happy to be able to do it, at least for a 90-day period of time moving forward and maybe perhaps beyond that if required.
Ken Wiegand, an Air Force reservist and executive with Booz Allen and Hamilton, has been through it all before during the Gulf War and is likely to be called to duty again. He says the hardest thing for the part-time military is not leaving the job behind, but leaving family and friends. Plus the uncertainties about where you're going and how long you'll be there. What makes it bearable, he says, is the sense of community that comes from these experiences.
Almost everybody that you interact with, whether it's family, friends, at work, in your service that's calling you up, everyone is so supportive. And there's a constant reassurance that goes on that, okay, we'll get through this and things will be okay and eventually we'll be back to normal.
David Malpas, NPR News, Washington.